only your word be spoken, O Lord. May only your word be heard. Amen. Please be seated. What must I do to inherit eternal life? That's what the man in today's gospel story asked Jesus. Of course, he buttered him up a little bit first, calling him good teacher. Maybe he was just being polite, but he also seems a bit smarmy to me. Like he was trying to butter Jesus up to prove that he really was worth eternal life, that he really would get the best of everything. It seems that the man's only real interest was himself and getting into God's good graces. Notice that his initial question was selfish. What must I do to inherit eternal life? He wasn't interested, didn't ask about bringing about the kingdom of God here on earth. He wasn't interested in healing the wounds of the world. He was just interested in himself. How can I make sure things turn out as well for me as they possibly can? I've got enormous riches. I have no interest in helping others. I just want to make sure I have the best of everything in the next life too. Like I said, kind of smarmy, selfish. So, wanting to be worthy of God's rewards and wanting to inherit goodness for himself probably went along with the teachings that he had received. Keep God happy with you. Make sure you follow the rules just right so you don't make God angry. If others aren't following God's rules, stay away from them so you don't get defiled. Look out for you and yours. Follow the laws and God will reward you. Does that sound like some versions of Christianity that some of us might have heard throughout our lives? The trouble is, such a selfish way of life is a complete misunderstanding of Scripture, a complete misunderstanding of the laws of God, and a complete misunderstanding of salvation, eternal life, and the kingdom of God. Making sure things turn out well for me is not the way of the kingdom of God. Making sure things turn out well for me is not inheriting eternal life, and making sure things turn out well for me is not, in fact, salvation. Eternal life, the kingdom of God, and salvation itself are love God and love people. Anything that helps you do that is following the way of God. Anything that helps you love God and love people is inheriting eternal life. See, the eternal life is the life of God. And when we love God and love people, we are living that eternal life of God. If any want to inherit eternal life, love God and love people. And you'll find that you are already living the eternal life of God here and now. For the man asking Jesus about what he needed to do to inherit eternal life, he seems to have been thinking about life later on, life after here on earth. He somehow had the life of God detached from this life. He seems to have had the ridiculous notion that life here on earth is just setting us up for something better or worse later on. As though the only point of this life is the next life. Does that sound like something some of y'all might have heard in your days of hearing preaching about Christianity? That's insane. The point of this life is how well we love God and how well we love others in this life. We were made to be people of love. We were made to be people who support one another and care for one another. We were made to be people who care for the earth, this beautiful home God has given us. That's right in Genesis, the very beginning of the book. Our lives weren't made as preparation for some other life. That's just crazy. Now, you may have heard a song thinking about what we were made to do and be, a song called Made to Worship, with a chorus that begins, "You and I were made to worship." Now, my response in hearing the chorus of that song has always been, "No, we weren't." Because I thought the song was saying that we were made for the purpose of being here in church singing to God. Which sounds to me like we were made to make God happy by stroking his ego. If I'm religious enough, God will be happy with me and reward me. Again, that's insane. That's not what we were made to do. So, when preparing this sermon, I thought of the song Made to Worship as an example of religion gone crazy. And then I actually looked at the rest of the lyrics. Oops, and turns out I was wrong. The song is actually about living the kingdom of God. You and I were made to worship. You and I are called to love. You and I are forgiven and free. You and I embrace surrender. You and I choose to believe. Then you and I will see who we were meant to be. Loving others. Accepting and surrendering to God's forgiveness and the freedom God gives. Choosing to believe in God, choosing to believe in God's ways, despite them not always making sense to us at the time. By doing these things, the song says, we will see who we were meant to be. We will see that we were meant to be people of love. Our worship is meant to help us understand that above all, God desires us to love one another. And when we do, we find that love to be our true worship of God. Now, when the man asked Jesus about inheriting eternal life, Jesus responded that the man's wealth was getting in the way of him loving God and loving people. What are you talking about, Jesus? I can have as much wealth as I want. There ain't no law against it. True. There is no specific law against having great wealth, but Jesus' teachings ask us, does what you're doing help you love God and love people? Or does what you're doing make loving God and loving people harder? For the man who asked Jesus about inheriting eternal life, his great wealth was making loving God and loving people harder for him. We know this because when Jesus suggested that he sell some of his stuff and give the proceeds to the poor, he walked away. He loved his stuff more than he loved people in need. Love God and love people was eclipsed by, but I really love my stuff. Jesus taught that even though there ain't no law against having as much money as you want, in God's kingdom, the reason one would have all of that wealth is to care for other people. To love God by loving people. Jesus told a parable of a wealthy landowner who paid everyone who worked for him a full living wage. Even folks who were only able to work for an hour got a full living wage. The man in Jesus' parable had more than enough. And he had love in his heart so that what he did with his stuff was to make sure others had enough as well. And not just enough to barely scrape by, but truly enough. Using his wealth to make sure that even those who could only work for an hour got a full living wage, that was his worship. That was inheriting and living eternal life. Not in some after we're dead future, but right then and there, because his life wasn't bound up in his money, his stuff, for his sake. His life was bound up in the love and care he had for others. The man who asked Jesus about inheriting eternal life was primarily focused on himself. And any salvation that is primarily focused on the self is not salvation, but just more love of stuff. Just that in those salvations that are all about me being saved, well, the stuff that we love in those salvations is ourselves. And a salvation centered on the self is not eternal life. It's just selfishness. Jesus showed us in his life and ministry what salvation truly is. What eternal life truly is, what the kingdom of God truly is. Love God and love people. Whatever helps us love God and love people is true worship of God. And a life lived by loving God through loving people, that is eternal life.